Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 11. We'd like to introduce you the youngest member of the Yazinski family, Catherine, and she will be with us. She might not share with us, but she's thinking, I'm sure, about everything we're saying. Before we get into the message today, Janelle had a reminder for everyone.
Yes. When Ken and I were first thinking about leading this group, we had a few things that, you know, we wanted to encourage people to do. And obviously, because it's Lent, we want to encourage fasting. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you've gotten some ideas or you already have something in mind of what you're doing in terms of sacrificing and fasting. The other thing is we wanted to encourage everyone to do a daily rosary. I know some of you, for Lent, you like to pray just the Sorrowful Mysteries. That's wonderful. If you want to continue with the typical schedule that's been laid out, you can do that as well. And we always share a link for the rosary if you want to listen to a recording of it. But again, I would recommend, if you have the time and you can, to pray it sitting down or kneeling with your rosary beads. That's always, I think, just so beautiful. And then lastly, of course, is the reflections on the readings from St. Alphonsus. And that's what we are always touching on during these videos. Martyrs suffered by sacrificing their own lives. The Blessed Virgin suffered by sacrificing her divine son's life, a life she loved far more than her own, so that she not only suffered in her soul all that her son endured in his body, but moreover, the sight of her son's torments brought more grief to her heart than if she had endured them all in her own person. So immediately when I read that, I thought of my sister. So I have a sister who just in the last year went through a ton of medical issues with her son, and to see her as a mother watching her son suffer through tests, through surgery, through is he going to live, and then recovery and complications. I just can't imagine the suffering that she endured watching her son go through all of that. And how much more Our Lady suffered. And that's why St. Alphonsus talks about her life being a martyrdom, a continuous martyrdom, because she knew the suffering that was going to occur to her son in the future. And then to live through it, mm-hmm. would be very difficult.
Mary suffered all those torments, scourges, thorns, nails, and the cross, which tortured the innocent flesh of Jesus. All entered at the same time into the heart of this Blessed Virgin to complete her martyrdom. One important thing we must remember about love is that love unites itself to what one loves. And so Mary loved Jesus, and so she was united to him. Now, to help us make sense of this, we also know this to be true, for example, through a husband and wife relationship. Remember scripture, the two shall become one flesh. In the sacrament of matrimony, the two become one. You unite yourself to the one you love. Mary loves Jesus more than anyone else. And in fact, St. Alphonsus says that Mary loves Jesus more than all the saints and angels combined. And so she's united to him in a very unique way. So when Jesus suffers, she suffers, because doesn't it hurt to see the one you love hurt? And Mary knows this. So perhaps, on a side note, you have people in your life that you love that are suffering. You suffer with them. And maybe you're watching this and some of you are going through something that's overwhelming, not because you are going through the suffering, but the ones you love are going through the suffering. What should you do? Well, here's an opportunity to entrust yourself to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and ask her intercession. Whoever goes for water to the fountain must cleanse the vessel of any earth it may contain. Otherwise, he may bring back mire instead of water. Prayer without mortification is either an illusion or lasts but for a short time. Once again, we know that we should be praying as disciples of Jesus Christ, but do we also understand the importance of mortification? Here we have encouragement saying if we want to persevere in prayer, we also have to persevere in our mortifications. Otherwise, our prayer is an illusion. Perhaps we go to prayer for a short time, but we go to it because of the consolations, bless you, it brings. Bless you again.
Sorry, you too.
We have to somehow move beyond that. And how do we do that? Well, the saint offers one strategy, mortification. Remember to share your thoughts below. Read the readings if you choose to do so. Let us know what stood out to you and why. And the rosary link is right up there. We'll see you tomorrow.